Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Oh, the things that are said before the show starts. Mr. Hafkar just said one of the most deliverance-like, disgusting things I've ever heard in my entire life. Do you want to repeat it? I don't think you can.
I don't think I'm not allowed, am I?
You kind of can, but it just wouldn't be as funny. So
I will make it take him all in the mouth.
Talking about giving pinhead handies and talking about how there's probably somebody outside the door here that could stick pins in my wee-wee and make it soft, and I walk outside and there's some lady out there listening. Oh, God, it's just...
waiting with needles, no less.
Absolutely brutal. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. If you're listening for the very first time, it will probably be your last, and I would not blame you. I am here with my co-host, Jared Hafkar.
Howdy.
And Batman at the controls in the executive producer chair. To begin tonight's show, I would like to, first of all, make note of how much I say, I got to stop it. I mean, seriously, I have a crutch, Jared, and I'm very, 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 very sad. And I went back and listened to some old footage from the old show, mm-hmm. and the very, very first thing I noticed was me saying, two.
But no gum.
No, that happened on the very, very, very first show, but I don't do that anymore. But nowadays, I'm always finding myself saying, and I think I know what it derived from. Here's what happened. Back when I started doing the old show, there was concern on my part because I'm doing it with a bunch of other non-radio type people. I mean, yourself, you know, all the other co-hosts that were on the show, no radio experience whatsoever. So my first problem was being able to get out what I wanted to say without being interrupted, which happened all the time. And so I've developed this disturbing fear of being interrupted on my own goddamn show. And it's not cool. It's not fair. So from now on, please, and not that you've ever done this, but in lieu of trying to help me, is that the right way to say it?
In
an effort, in an effort to try to help me.
Okay. In lieu means instead of trying to help you. Implying...
sorry. Instead of trying to hurt me, in lieu of trying to hurt me, please try to help me by understanding that I'm going to try to break my habit of saying, Do you understand how helps me from being interrupted?
Well, there are a lot of reasons people do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a way to collect your thoughts and to continue on with your thought and give yourself your mouth time to catch up to your brain sometimes, which can be a problem.
I mean, yeah, and that's one of the reasons. That's one of my problems too, because I do sometimes have a hard time putting my thoughts into words without thinking about it for a while. And so to combine that problem mm-hmm. with if I stop for a second to try to put things into words, I have a fear on the radio of being interrupted. And if I get interrupted, I completely lose my train of thought. Plus, I'm suddenly no longer the star of my own show.
Are you saying I've interrupted you a lot lately?
No, you have not interrupted me a lot lately. I'm not saying it at all. It's just that it's a fear.
How about those Yankees? What do you guys think of that?
See? Hmm. Right on cue, jackass.
Right from the field.
Jeez. So yeah. Anyway, will you please help me break my habit of saying
Would you have a recommended method by which I can do that for you?
Yeah, interrupt me when I do.
or mock you, or
how? I don't know. How ironic is that?
Do we need a bell? Do we need?
I need to be interrupted when I say because I'm fearful of being interrupted.
There's some circular logic at work there.
Good night. I don't know. Let me think about it for a while. I'm really trying hard right now not to say it.
Ah, the twisted whirlpool of Brad's mind.
It's really messed up in
here.
Don't
get sucked in.
Let's talk about something else though. Let's be a congratulatory to your Boston Bruins. Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about them later if I understand correctly.
There is a context under which I will probably mention them.
Very well. There it goes. See, there it was. But that's the I'm thumbing through papers. I would like to make some presentation of some of my high school football and baseball and basketball coaches. Some of the motivational sayings they used to say.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know. They're not that funny, but I wanted to pass it along, okay? There was this coach that I cannot remember his name. He would say, any man that would golf with his wife ain't got no friends. Okay? And you know how much we love golf.
Oh, I hate golf.
And NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
There was that. Then there was the late, great coach Walt Fiegel, who always said, he had a couple of them that were really good, but this is the one I remember most. He said, I've been doing this since Christ was a corporal. Okay? Not always making the most sense, but...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So did Christ ultimately end up general? I mean, how far up the...
All I know is Coach Walt Fiegel had a really high-pitched voice. He would say it like this, I've been doing this since Christ was a corporal.
What did he coach? You know.
Football. He was
a
head football coach.
He was a football coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry if I missed that.
No, I don't think I mentioned that.
Okay.
Then there was also the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, I believe, Coach Del Hughes. He had three really good ones. This is the one I remember the most. Or I said, this is the one I remember the most, and it's the one I still say to this day at certain times, even though it makes no sense in context when I say it. When in doubt, fire out. As a line coach, you tell your guy, if you don't know where to go, just go out and hit somebody. When in doubt, what you're supposed to do, fire out and hit somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Good to know. Thank you, Coach Del Hughes. He also used to say, I don't want to hear about the three Ben brothers, woulda, shoulda, and coulda.
Oh, that's horrible.
Okay. Okay. That was Coach Del Hughes. And he also used to say, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a great day you'd be having.
Oh, he's probably one of those guys who would have had those in God we trust, all others pay cash kind of things if he'd run a store.
He was kind of a beefhead. I mean, he was like the coach that was in the gym pumping the iron and muscular and everything else. So nothing wrong with that.
But. No, probably a brain the size of a walnut, right?
I don't know. He could probably still kick my ass to these days. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd have to catch you.
Oh, yeah.
Cashew? You're a spry one.
Did you say cashew? Because he had this one about nuts. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts and cashews. No. All right, so anyway, lots of show. We're going to get back to Gay Ken and the Gay Pride Festival here in just a minute.
A lot of uncovered territory there.
Got a lot of it. We're going to get to it here in just a moment. First of all, I am very, very excited about the fact that this guy is planning to run for mayor of New York City. New York City.
I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday.
This guy's always got something to say.
I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
This is Alec Baldwin addressing his city.
And if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being.
He's got fire.
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care.
Kim Basinger.
What you do as far as I'm concerned.
Basinger.
You have
Baylicker.
Humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day.
This has to be the puffy Alec Baldwin, don't you think?
He sounds so much higher pitched.
You know just how the phone.
Yeah.
And how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit. And you've made me feel like a fool.
Notice how that was beeped out.
Over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your
mayor of New York, folks.
You do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out. Right? Yeah. You understand?
Definitely
me?
The puffy Alec Baldwin.
I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then we get on a plane.
Is there such thing as a thin one?
So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are.
That's my favorite part.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
To replay this message.
42% chance that he becomes the mayor of New York. Your
I'm
thoughts?
Say, happy Father's Day.
Now, you know that's old. You know, that's
I know, I know,
old.
But yeah, it's, yeah. It's the timing is intriguing.
I think so, too. I mean, how quickly will people forget? Does he even have a shot? Don't really know. I don't really know.
But then again, I mean, it's not New that York. I've ever gone off on my kid's not old enough, but I've never gone off on my kid to that extent. But there are times you sometimes get angry enough that I can kind of sympathize.
Well, and he's talking to, you know, his prepubescent or, you know, adolescent daughter, whatever you want to call it, going through those, I mean, I can, and then of course his mom, and then they're not together, or her mom, I should say, and they're not together, and yeah.
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying there are times when you feel
you're
the frustration.
Fired up, and he just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and then she probably said, okay, daddy, put this out in public for you.
Yeah, best revenge there.
Yeah, definitely.
Right before she ends up on a stripper pole.
Yes. Now, speaking of daughters, my daughter and I went to a park again this past weekend, and a strange little thing happened. And you know how I am with music and songs. I like to evaluate and think. And I know you're not a big pop music fan, Jared, but I hope you'll stick with me here on this.
Okay.
And see if you agree with what I'm saying. We're driving back from the park on Sunday, I believe it was, and it starts to sprinkle a little bit. That was the day when the Kansas City weather forecasters said that it was going to rain all day, and it sprinkled a little bit, and then it got really nice in the afternoon. But we won't bag on them because they're such good souls. Anyway, we're driving down the road, and the rain starts a little bit, and out of nowhere, I start to sing out loud. And Batman, please feel free to listen to this too. I start to sing the song, Here Comes the Rain Again, by the Eurythmics.
Okay.
But I sing it kind of in my own kind of staccato way, where it's like, here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, kind of with a different beat to it, you know? And by the way, speaking of gay festivals, there was a guy with an Annie Lennox t-shirt on. Clearly gay, okay? Clearly gay.
I thought you were going to say there was a guy who was Annie Lennox, but
he kind of looked like her, too. But I did love the Eurythmics when they first came out. Those first three singles, Love is a Stranger, you know, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, and Here Comes the Rain Again, I loved. After that, it was like, you know. But anywho, so I start to sing that song, and then I start to think about Sweet Dreams. So here I am singing Here Comes the Rain Again. Here comes the rain again. Falling, and I start to think about sweet dreams. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to? I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here comes the rain again. Sweet dreams are made of. And I'm like, it's like the same song. Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it. I mean, granted, completely different instrumentation. Completely different rhythm, okay? And they may even be in different keys. I haven't checked that out yet. But very, very similar in the melody. Batman? Do you know the songs very well?
Of course.
Okay. Don't agree with me, huh?
I'm a big Annie Lennox fan musically.
I didn't know you were gay. Okay, that's cool.
I'm not gay.
I didn't know you were gay.
The Revenge album is the Eurythmics swan song, I thought.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, if that's who you are. It's okay, listen here. The bass drum is there. So you got this melody. I swear to God, it's the same key. I think it's the same key.
It sounds a bit like it.
Very close. Got a little intro here first. Oh, yeah. She scared me with that hairdo. I'd never seen a woman look that scary before. I was turned on. All right, here goes.
Here comes the rain again.
ringing on my head like a memory. Oh, it's the same song. It's the same song. I had never noticed that before. Although I do like this one a little bit better because it's a little more, I don't know, frightening. Kind of eerie.
Yeah, there's kind of a creepy undertone to it.
And see, Love is a Stranger is even creepier, I think. You know that song, Love is a Stranger? Yeah, I like that song. What songs were on Revenge, Batman?
It was just a great album. That was the Missionary Man and almost every song on there is great.
I didn't like those songs.
The Miracle of Love is on there, which is a brilliant song.
Didn't like those songs.
But that's because they're less electronic. They actually had guitars, and it was more of a band thing at that time.
Okay, fair enough. Just not my kind of stuff, but I understand. No, so nobody, okay, I'm trying to solve. So nobody agrees with me. Okay, I'm alone.
I do see your point. It's in the same key, and it is simplistic. It's kind of like the sing-songy, which she is so much better than, but that's what was selling.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
Yeah. So you can see the similarities.
Yeah, absolutely. The cadence is very similar.
Okay. I just find it very surprising of the 9 bajillion times I've played those songs on the radio before, never noticed that until that moment where I was actually singing Here Comes the Rain Again in the staccato melody of Sweet Dreams Are Made Of, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, am I confused?
See, now I thought your story was going to go somewhere else. I thought you were going to be singing Here Comes the Rain, and then your daughter was going to start singing.
No.
Sweet Dreams. And no, then you were going to go, holy cow, there's something.
That would have been funny. Actually, you know, I got another story for Batman, but I'm going to hold tight on that because I'll wait and get back to that here a little bit later because we need to get into the gay stuff, I think. We need to get back into it here.
Open that fortune cookie, Brad.
Let's get all gay again. Let's crack
that open.
Let's go back to Jeff. Jeff was the older guy. He was the second guy that we talked to. Just to refresh your memory, people, Gay Ken and I were at the Gay Pride Festival in downtown Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. We took a digital recorder and got lots of footage and interviews from our gay folk.
Right.
Yes, gay F-word folk. And actually, I was going to – I ummed right there. See? I ummed again. I can't stop.
You know, you're going to hate me for saying this, but I hardly honestly notice it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm very glad to hear that because I tend to notice it quite a bit now. And you probably hear it here on the recordings as well.
Well, that's hard. You're spontaneously interacting with people you don't know.
True.
You know what I mean? It's really hard to be on your game in that kind of circumstance, especially if you're nervous and you don't know
afraid
how
of butt grabs.
You know.
That, well, see, I'm comfortable with the butt grabs, though.
That's why he went.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if I can fast forward back through Jeff's interview or not.
Hello, friend. My name is Brad from the Brad Westmar Show and Jackalope Radio, and you're being recorded for broadcast. Happy Great Pride Weekend to you. May I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, I can.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's start off with some softballs. No pun intended.
We'll just go ahead and go right through it real quick.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, okay. Who's more awesome, Neil Patrick Harris or Sean Hayes?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Any particular reason why?
Cuter.
Okay, that's fair. Well,
Jeff is a guy that's been married three times.
Adam Lambert or Lady Gaga? Who do you like more?
Oh.
And also, he struggled more with his answers than I say with us and ums.
Go Gaga. Yeah.
Okay, go Gaga. Fair enough. What's the best part about being gay?
My sex!
I find it's more of a happy world to live in. I mean,
I can understand. That's why I'm here doing this, because I really find the gay community to be a little more open and less uptight.
I'm a late bloomer. I got 3 ex-wives, and I've never been a happy person until I came out.
Nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's great. Now, what's the worst part about being gay?
Having to admit I got 3 ex-wives.
Okay. That's fair. All right. Why the hell did you vote for Barry Obama?
This went through him bad. Poor guy.
No answer? No. All right. Did you say you didn't? Oh, the third
I person
aided, in a row.
I edited 86 seconds worth of pause out of that.
I don't know if that's because people are scared to admit it or if they really didn't. I don't know. Because I really thought that it was all the, you know, minority communities that were doing it.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm not going to make you answer anymore. Okay. All right. What celebrity would you like to kick off of Team Gay?
Oh, I can't think of anyone there, no.
That's fair. All right. What's the one gay stereotype that's just plain not true?
Oh, I've got an answer, but I just can't say.
All right, that's fair. All right, that's fair. That's fair. I won't make you. We do this thing on my show called Gay or Nay every once in a while, where we'll come up with some kind of action that a guy may do that may be suspect. And so we kind of argue about whether or not it's gay or whether or not it's okay for a guy to do something like this. And I'm going to get your opinion on a couple of those, if that's okay.
Hey, sure.
It's Jeff, right?
Yes.
I remembered his name. Thank God. I'm really bad at remembering names.
I remembered his name.
If a guy sops up the grease on his piece of pizza with napkins, would your gaydar go off?
No.
All right. What if a guy frosts his hair for blonde tips? Is that suspect?
Yes.
I'll ask you one more, Jeff. If a guy borrows another guy's swim trunks to get in a hot tub, is this suspect?
Oh, absolutely.
What if there's a bunch of girls in the hot tub waiting for him?
Oh, yes, because he wouldn't wear them then.
Okay, very well. All right. Back to a couple more questions real quick. Let me see here. How would you rate this year's Kansas City Chiefs draft class?
Lame.
Lame? Okay. Are you just saying that? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. Who would make the best meat in your manwich?
Oh, I'm just drawing a blank at the moment.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. All right. All right. Would you support Todd Sheets' Gay and Proud Say It Loud show, also heard on Jackalope Radio?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have a personal message for Todd Sheets, even though you don't know him?
Go gay.
Oh. Well, thank you for your time, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
That's why we had to hear the whole thing all the way through.
I just got the finger again. I thought we were improving this week and you weren't going to finger me. Wow, no gay pun intended there.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a surprise in there for you too later, Afkar. All right, so let's move right along. Gay Ken and I had a little bit of an interlude after that, and let's see what we had to say there.
So, Ken, we've interviewed a couple of people so far, and we're standing out here, hot as balls. And do you have any further comments about the clientele today?
It's quite mixed. Everything from daddies and slaves to little twinks to little yuppies. It's really kind of, it's a nice mix of people.
Do you overall, though, feel like maybe some gayness passed you by over the last 20 years now that you're in your 40s?
Oh, yeah, I missed the whole party scene when I was a kid. Of course, it was so much harder back then.
It's a lot more open now.
Oh, yeah. Not that I was ever in, but...
They didn't have gay pride festivals back then.
Oh, yeah.
They were just underground, undercover, in somebody's bedroom?
It's a lot smaller. Yeah.
Exactly. I understand.
By the way, just to clarify, in case you hadn't guessed, Gay Ken, gayest human on the planet Earth. I just want to make sure that you guys know that, okay?
I think you were safe in our getting that assumption.
Yeah, I love him, though. He's great.
How come we haven't seen anybody getting drunk and naked yet? Would that probably happen later?
I probably think so.
What, if I stayed too long, would I have the chance of seeing a gay man's penis?
More than likely.
Something I probably don't want to see?
Well, you never know.
Okay. Are you going to stay that late?
Oh, hell no.
Good, because neither am I, and I'm your ride. So, okay. I do love your shirt, by the way, if I haven't already said that.
Oh, I think you did, but I think we may have to go look at some more T-shirts.
Let's go do it.
Remember, do the dude. You saw the picture on the... Did you see the picture? You saw the picture. And it's on the website now if you guys want to see it at bradwestmar.com. You can see Ken, Gay Ken and his gay shirt, Mountain Dew, do the dude. It's on there. Yes, sir, Rebob. Now let's move right along, if you don't mind, to... I believe this is another interview. Unless you had something else you wanted to say.
No, I just was impressed at all the various classifications of...
Oh. He's got him down.
I mean, because I wouldn't know the difference. I mean, to me, it's...
Well, you know what a Twinkie is. I mean, they're cream-filled. Let's move right along.
Hello, friend. My name is Brad from the Brad Westmar Show and Jackalope Radio, and you're being recorded for broadcast. Happy Gay Pride weekend. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
Let's start off with some softballs. No pun intended. What is your name?
My name is Kyle.
Kyle, okay.
Something going on in front of us. Wait a second.
Who's more awesome, Neil Patrick Harris or Sean Hayes?
Sean Hayes.
Oh, you're the first person to say that. Why?
Really? I liked him in Will and Grace. I thought he was really funny.
I thought so, too. Adam Lambert or Lady Gaga?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
I actually call her Lady Gaga, but that's going to make it a little bit different, you know. Okay. Have you seen her in concert?
No, I haven't.
Looking maybe to do it sometime?
Maybe.
Okay, very cool. What's the best part about being gay?
I'd say the camaraderie.
Okay, very cool. What's the worst part about being gay?
It's pretty funny that one of the best things about hockey is the camaraderie. The best thing about being gay.
Well, that's
gay.
What his opinion is.
I mean,
I would say the best thing is not having to deal with times of the month or other woman-related foibles. But
You mean being about for hockey? No, I'm kidding. No. Just kidding.
Unless you're playing Vancouver, just, you do have to deal with times of the month.
This is very true.
Probably the stereotypes and the prejudice.
We'll get to that a little bit more of that here in a second. Why the hell did you vote for Barry Obama?
I didn't.
You're the fourth person to say that.
Come on, people. You're liars.
Did I get a bumper sticker if I didn't?
Actually, I'm going to give you a sticker before we're done here, just so you can hear yourself on the radio a little bit later. Okay, what celebrity would you like to kick off of Team Gay?
I'm not sure what Team Gay is.
It's just celebrities that are gay that you wish weren't. You don't like to be associated with them because they're gay, too.
Oh, goodness. Now we'll keep them all.
Okay, very fair. What's the one gay stereotype, as you mentioned earlier, that's just plain not true?
Well, we're not all drag queens, I think. That's probably my biggest
one. Very fair. Now, we do a thing on my show that's called Gay or Nay, where every once in a while we'll come up with some things that guys might do that are kind of suspect, and we argue whether or not they're kind of gay or not. So can I ask you a couple of those?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, if a guy sops up the grease on his piece of pizza with napkins, would your gaydar go off?
No, not really.
Okay. What if a guy borrows another guy's swim trunks to get into a hot tub? Is this suspect?
Well, no, you don't need swim trunks in a hot tub.
So then I would suspect then if there were girls in the hot tub, you would think that's not gay either if he borrowed somebody's swim trunks, or should he maybe just take the swim trunks off?
Girls can get in hot tubs?
All right. I see where you're going with this, Kyle. Okay. All right. We'll move right along. Any celebrities off the top of your head do you think might be in the closet?
Oh, hopefully Tom Selleck.
Hopefully Tom Selleck. Fair. Now, I saw you have a Chiefs jersey on. This is why I picked you out. I wanted to ask you this question. How would you rate this year's Kansas City Chiefs draft class?
I think they did pretty well.
Okay, very good. You like the first round pick?
I do. I wasn't really sure that's exactly what they're needing, but, you know, a lot of good people have said that's a good pick. So
I'm with you on that. We do a lot of sports on my show, too. So who would make the best meat in your manwich?
Tom Selleck.
Very fair. All right. Would you support Todd Sheets' Gay and Proud Say It Loud show, also heard on Jackalope Radio?
Sure.
Do you have a personal message for Todd Sheets?
Keep the message going.
Very well. Thank you for your time, Kyle. I really do appreciate
it. Well done.
You will pay for that one day.
Here's the thing. First of all, if I didn't say it already tonight, I want to say it again because I said it several times last week. Very, very cool of all these people to participate on the show. They were all great. They were fantastic. They had great senses of humor. They weren't offended by anything we asked, which is exactly what I expected. And I really want to, again, thank all of them for participating. And, of course, we're having a little bit of fun with our in-studio people here as well, all in good fun as well. And the thing that happened with this that was kind of funny was Kyle. I did pick Kyle out because, oh, this is this guy with this Chiefs jersey on. It was like just a little more generic looking. It was kind of a little more meshy, if I remember correctly. It was white. And I said, well, there's a guy's Chiefs jersey on. I may as well pull this guy over. So I pulled him over, and we talked for a little bit, you know, like this. And at the end of it, we were done. I turned the recorder off, and he said to me, are you maybe so-and-so with another station? Did you do something before with them and blah, blah, blah? And I said, no, this is just my own thing. I explained to him what we do.
Uh-huh.
And then he said something. Well, there was this other guy that had, you know, come to, you know, does a gay radio show. And I said, okay, just for clarification, I said, not that there's anything wrong with you, you know, thinking that, but my show is not a gay radio show. Just for clarification.
It's probably my presence that confuses them.
No, I think it was Ken's presence that confused him. That, just like with Jeff. You know, the guy who had three wives, I told the story last week, we walked by, he said, gay cruise, you can sign up for a gay cruise. And I said, I don't think my wife would appreciate that very much. He assumed I'm here with my gay lover, Ken, because Ken is clearly gay as I'm walking with him. And, you know, I said, no, never mind. You don't need to know. It doesn't matter. I'm not here at Gay Pride to be adamant that I'm straight. It's like, you can think whatever you want to think, but just for clarification's sake, you know, my show is not a gay show, so don't think that you're going to turn it on and listen to a ton of gay talk, maybe 66% gay talk because we're so weird, but, you know. So anyway, and then here's what's even stranger about the meeting with Kyle was another guy. Well, first of all, I knew the guy was wearing Kyle was gay because not only because he was wearing a Chiefs jersey, Or wait. I knew.
So
I've said that for years.
That came out wrong. What I meant was I knew he was a guy I wanted to talk to because, A, he was wearing a Chiefs jersey, which meant that there was a sports connection there, and, B, he was giving an embrace to a guy when I saw him that looked more than just, you know, like the embrace that I gave Magic Matt when I met with him a couple of weeks ago, which was the proper handshake / kind of pat on the back with the other hand at the same time kind of a thing. You know, there was more than that when I saw Kyle giving this guy a hug. Well, after we did our interview, this guy came, I don't know if it was the same guy or not, but some other guy came by, clearly gay. And when I mentioned, well, you know, my show is not a gay radio show, or I may have even mentioned that I wasn't gay. And his friend said, well, that's too bad, but you have a lovely smile too. Or something like that.
Well.
I'm like, okay, well, thanks. Didn't know that. You know, I take that as a compliment from a gay man. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me, really. Didn't wig me out. Now, see, some people, that would wig out. I do believe.
Why are you looking at me like
no,
that?
No, I'm not looking. No, I do not. I do not. I want to, again, be adamant about this. I do not think you're homophobic. I've never thought that. The only time I made any kind of inclination to that was when we had Gay Kid on the phone the first time, and I was just joking around. That's all.
Because you had a previous guest on a previous show who was deeply unsettling.
I thought you were going to say previously gay.
That, no. Too. He may be straight now. I don't know.
Maybe.
Don't know.
Maybe you drove him to that.
Could be. Let's move on to another interview. Thanks for the compliment on my smile, too, by the way. My wife never compliments me. If the only place I can get it is from a gay man, hey, whatever.
Take it. Take it where you can get it.
Exactly.
Hello, friend. My name is Brad from the Brad Westmar Show and Jackalope Radio. You're being recorded for broadcast. Happy Gay Pride Weekend to you. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure, shoot.
Okay. Let's start off with some softballs. No.
Now, let me back up a little bit. I'm sorry. You might recall that I had said to you that I was becoming scared that I was going to pick out a straight person. Yeah, it was about 3 seconds. It was about right at this point when the guy said, shoot. I was like, you're not gay. I just knew it right away. I'm like, what am I doing? Okay, this was the guy, the picture that I posted a while back that said gay or nay. Okay, it's the guy with all the beads and everything. Okay, and I'm like, you're not gay. But you could be gay. You're at a gay festival. You're like me. You could be gay. You're at a gay festival. Uh-huh. But you're wearing beads all over the place. You're looking more gay than I am. Of course, I do have a gay guy with me, which...
I don't know what the gay trump card is.
What is gayer? This guy wearing the beads. Look at bradwestmore.com. The guy wearing the beads or me walking around with a gay... Never mind. I know which one's gayer.
Wearing a guy or wearing beads.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this guy's not gay. So... no offense to him. He may be listening, and it's fine. But unfortunately, this one is the lamest one.
No pun intended. What is your name?
Owen.
Owen, okay. Owen, tell me, who's more awesome, Neil Patrick Harris or Sean Hayes?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Why in particular?
I have Doogie Howser, How I Met Your Mother. Great show.
Did you know he was gay before he was gay?
No, I don't think so. It's hard to...
That's when I really knew he wasn't gay. And Batman's back there nodding. Yeah. You know? And so I went on, and I eventually figured things out here.
I don't know if that's something you could see.
Okay. Who's more awesome, Adam Lambert or Lady Gaga?
I guess if it's between the
more two... If you have to think about it...
I'd say Lady Gaga, I guess.
Any particular reason why you like... A little bit.
I actually saw on the Palladia channel, she had a concert, and I actually enjoyed it. She did pretty good.
Are you gay?
No.
See? Well, then I was still going to ask you some questions then. Perfect.
See, when the Lady Gaga question got answered that way, right. I'm like, okay, this isn't working. This isn't right kind of a thing. But here's the thing, Jared. What do I do? Do I set the guy down and say, can I ask you a few questions? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Are you gay? No.
No.
Never mind. What do you do? You know, so I was being polite.
Your follow-up should be, why not?
That's true. Well, we do talk about
or
it a little.
Or are you here to change that?
A little bit more here.
Perfect. I just can't ask you all of them. For instance, I can't ask you, what's the best part about being gay?
All right. I don't know.
And you wouldn't know what the worst part about being gay is either.
Nope.
That's okay. I could ask you this, though.
You know, being straight, you know, I'm sure.
Probably there's some good and bad. Exactly.
I can still ask you this question, though, even though it might not be true. Why the hell did you vote for Barry Obama?
Actually, I voted for Ralph Nader and Gonzalez. All right.
Yeah, we have not come across anybody today that voted for Barry Obama, or at least nobody that would admit it.
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right, fair enough. Makes sense.
Wow, that explains some things.
Yeah.
Do you know, man, this wouldn't make, we can't ask him about any celebrities that he want to kick off Team Gay, unless you can think of somebody that's a celebrity that's gay that you really wish wasn't gay because they kind of ruined the gay thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could support a representative.
And by the way, just to establish, not that you need to know this because I'm straight and proud, but I also support gay rights. So we're in this together here. So very well. I'm going to ask you, these are perfect questions here, the gay or nay questions. We do a thing on my show where we'll pick something that a guy will do, and we will argue whether or not it's kind of gayish or suspect. So you'd be a good candidate for this. So, all right, if a guy sops up the grease on his piece of pizza with napkins, is that kind of gay?
No. Pepperoni's pretty greasy.
All right. All right, if a guy borrows another guy's swim trunks to get in a hot tub, is this suspect?
No, I think everybody can just go in their boxers, you know?
All right. And if a guy frosts his hair for blonde tips, is that a little gay?
Obscure, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. Owen, let's see here. What else can we ask you? How would you rate this year's Kansas City Chiefs draft class?
I actually don't know much about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. That's fair. That's okay. Seriously, walking. When I'm interviewing gay people, do you think they know either?
No, probably not. Yeah, probably.
Only one so far. Okay, very good. You got Zach Greinke now.
This guy kept talking off mic.
You live here in Kansas City?
No, I live in Milwaukee.
You live in Milwaukee then? Okay. Let's see. I can't ask you who would make the best meat in your manwich because you wouldn't have that idea at all, would you?
No.
But since you do support gay rights, would you support Todd Sheets Gay and Proud Say It Loud show also heard on Jackalope Radio?
Sure, why not?
Would you have a personal message for Todd?
Give it up.
Right? And I think that's all I got. So, Owen, thank you very much. And so are you out vending? You've got a whole bunch of beads on you.
Yep, bunch of Mardi Gras and handmade jewelry.
Very cool. I'm going to take a picture of you, and we'll put it on the website as well. But before you go, I'm going to give you a sticker, too. So thanks a lot.
Hell yeah, thank you.
I think I just got hit on.
I don't know. He's
Someone
straight.
Just told me to give it up.
No, he's Owen's straight. I don't know.
Owen's straight just told me to give it up, though. What am I giving up?
I don't know.
That's kind of frightening.
And I've never met a guy from Milwaukee who's afraid of grease. There's something wrong with him.
No, he's not afraid of grease.
But he said grease was kind of gross.
No, he just said pepperoni's kind of greasy.
Right, but who... What Milwaukee person has run away from greasy sausage? I mean, that's like...
No, I know, but he didn't say... But no, in his defense, he didn't say...
See, there you go.
Hey, everybody, this is Brett Favre. Wait, he's not Wisconsin. Sorry. No, he didn't say anything bad about pepperoni. He just said it's kind of greasy.
I know, but he was kind of justifying
the behavior. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. You're right.
They love their grease.
Why are we picking on the straight guy? What's the problem here?
I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying it's odd to find... I've known a few Milwaukee people. They love their fats.
Yeah, you're going to like this. Ken had a special message for you that I think you'll appreciate. You ready?
I'm touched.
Listen.
I don't go to Walmart. I have all my teeth.
One more time?
I don't go to Walmart. I have all my teeth.
That's very swell.
I thought you'd like that, considering you don't like
Walmart. Right on,
brother. No. I know. You don't like Walmart that much. And I believe this is our last interview, and actually one of the better ones, although everybody was great. This is one of my more fun ones. Let's take a listen here.
Hello, friend. My name is Brad Westmar of the Brad Westmar Show. And Jack,
I should also mention one more thing. Ken mentioned earlier Twinks and all these other types of
right. There needs to be some
genres.
Sort of chart.
Yeah, inner genres.
I need like, isn't there a tree of some sort of biological classification?
Well, here's one you've probably never heard of: bears. I asked Ken shortly before we interviewed this guy.
I actually know what that is.
Yeah, what a bear is. Because I saw some guys wearing these T-shirts that were gay T-shirts that says something like "I love bears," and it's like. Really? And come to find out, it's what I thought it was.
It's in the most horrifying of fashions.
It's a hairy man.
It's like everything wrong with a man.
Yeah.
Makes him, yeah.
An overly hairy man, yes. Ooh. So this will come up in subject during this last interview. Well,
thank you for setting
kind
that.
Of. I had to set it up, and you'll understand why here in a minute. Joe and Jackalope Radio, and you're being recorded for broadcast. Happy Gay Pride Weekend to you. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's start off with some softballs, no pun intended. What is your name?
My name is James.
James, okay. Who's more awesome, James, Neil Patrick Harris or Sean Hayes?
I know who one of them is, so I'm going to go... Oh, I know who Sean Hayes is. I like him better. All right. Yeah.
Like Sean Hayes better. Any particular reason?
I think he's just funnier.
Very cool. What about Adam Lambert or Lady Gaga?
Oh, Gaga.
Okay. What's the best part about being gay?
The best part about being gay. I think the best part of being gay is surprising people. I'm an athlete, so I think people are surprised that I'm an athlete. So I like surprising people.
He also had braces, the clear braces. Okay. Like I think that he had some
surprising people. Like he just jumps out of a locker. Boogity boogity. is that where he's going with that?
That was good. Boogity boogity. Don't make fun of James.
I'm not making fun.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
It just paints a funny picture.
It's funny. I like surprise. He said, "I like surprising people, not scaring people." Not Scooby-Doo.
So he jumps out of cakes then.
This week's guest on Scooby-Doo Movies, James. Stop.
Very cool. What's the worst part about being gay?
The prep work.
The prep work.
Okay. The prep work.
Okay. Very cool. Why the hell did you vote for Barry Obama?
Barry Obama?
Yeah. Our president.
His name's Barry? Yeah. I didn't know this. Why did I vote for him? I voted for him because I didn't like the other person.
That's fair. That's fair. By the way, not to make you feel bad, James, you're the first person to admit they voted for Barry Obama.
Awesome.
Very cool. what celebrity would you like to kick off of Team Gay?
Celebrity kick off of Team Gay. This is a good one.
Of course it is. I'm Brad Westman.
This one. Oh. Isn't Bruce Vilanch gay? He could go.
Okay.
Yeah, he could go. Okay. Yeah, he could take a back seat.
I asked this question earlier kind of on a whim. What do you believe the John Travolta rumors, by the way?
Have you heard?
No.
Well, Carrie Fisher says that John Travolta is gay and has always been gay, and everybody knows it.
You saw Grease, right?
Exactly. Now, and I'm straight, and I love Grease. What does that say about me?
So is my dad, and look how that, yeah.
let's see here. What's the one gay stereotype that's just plain not true?
That's plain not true? Pass.
James always paid attention in class, too. He likes to repeat the question. I like that. That's good. Make sure he's got it.
That's good media training.
Very good media training.
He likes to surprise people with his athleticism.
Right.
We are good at sports.
Okay, very good. We do a thing on my show called Gay or Nay, where every once in a while we'll talk about things that guys do
this
that may be suspect. So I wanted to get your opinion on those, if that's okay. All right. If a guy sops up the grease on his piece of pizza with napkins, is that suspect?
Not really suspect. That's just smart.
Okay. So you believe in that?
I don't do it, but that's just kind of smart. I'm just too lazy to do it.
I am too. If a guy borrows another guy's swim trunks to get into a hot tub, is this kind of gay?
Into a hot tub, yes.
Okay. What if there's a bunch of girls in there?
No, then you go commando.
You're not the first person to say that either. Let's see here. And finally, if a guy frosts his hair for blonde tips, that didn't take long. Very good. Very good. Say that again, gay.
Gay.
Okay. Very good. Let me see here. Where am I at?
Well done. Yeah.
You might have an answer to this question. How would you rate this year's Kansas City Chiefs draft class?
How would I rate the draft class? I'd actually go probably about a B.
Okay, so you like it, but maybe could have been better?
Yeah.
I followed it.
I'm more of a Bears fan, so that's why. The Bears draft sucked, but...
Is there any kind of an innuendo there about you being a Bears fan?
No.
All of his gay friends laughed.
Just making sure. Who would make the best meat in your manwich?
The best meat in my manwich?
Come on, James.
Usually I say it with myself. I know, I'm kind of cocky. Yeah.
He was drinking a little too, by the way. Alcohol.
Obviously not Bruce Vilanch.
No, not him at all. Oh, Gareth Thomas.
Who's that?
Gareth Thomas.
Why do I know that name? Who is that?
The rugby player.
You're a rugby player.
Yes, I am.
Very cool. Would you support Jared Afkar's Gay and Proud Say It Loud show, also nice. Heard on Jackalope Radio?
I have never heard of it before.
Would you go ahead and support it since?
Of course.
And do you have a personal message for Jared Afkar?
Keep going.
Very good. That's what everybody says. There's nothing wrong with that. Cool, James. Well, look, appreciate you being on the show. We'll have you on the air here next Friday.
Does that make you happy, Batman? I threw somebody else in.
I'm so glad I have a co-host.
That's all you have.
Okay, so James is the most famous person to come out of this, and here's why. He is the only one that I could find that said the coolest thing to be isolated and used continuously on this show.
Gay, 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 gay.
So from now on, we're going to be using this.
Gay, 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 gay.
Well done.
Congratulations, James. And finally, Gay Ken did have a final word for Todd Sheets.
Oh, Todd, I can hardly wait. Brad said I could be on your Gay and Proud Say It Out Loud show. Oh, God, you have to get a hold of me. I will definitely come on.
He would definitely come on.
He will. definitely do that.
He will definitely come on, Batman.
Thanks,
for sure. We got to take a break. We're running long, but it's great. Not short or soft.
I don't want to hear about running long.
We're running hard. Let's go ahead and take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
People, if you love lean, succulent meat like I do, listen up. This Thanksgiving, serve your guests the yummiest Tom Turkey in the world. Serve up a Knob Gobbler. I'm Bob Knob of Knob's Turkey Ranch. And whether you can't get enough of the white meat, or you're like me and prefer your meat like your men, dark and flaming, honey, Knob Gobblers are right at the top of my pecking order. This Thanksgiving, stuff yourself with the best, a big, pink and plump Knob Gobbler. Ooh, yes. I just love Thanksgiving. I grip that turkey baster firmly with both hands and squeeze those hot juices all over my giblets. Sorry, I get so excited when I talk about Knob Gobbler turkeys, and you will too. Did I mention Knob Gobblers make a thick, creamy gravy that your guests will be wiping off their chins long after the gobbling's done? This holiday season, be a Knob Gobbler like me and get so stuffed you'll loosen more than just your belt. Although tight leather's always in season. Happy Thanksgiving! Excuse me.
And while supplies last, get an extra long Knob Gobbler meat thermometer for deep penetration. Knob Gobbler is a trademark of Friggin' Foods.
Damn, damn, damn. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared Batman and myself here giving it to you soft. Now, before we get into the gripes of the week,
sure,
a quick story that obviously, Jared, you'll be interested to hear too, but obviously, I want Batman to pay very close attention. And then, of course, everybody else is going to be lost until we explain it. But I'm at Quick Trip. I'm with Presley. We're going to the park that last Sunday, and we go to Quick Trip first because I wanted to get a pop, if I recall correctly, or it was on the way back, or I don't remember what the hell it was. But anyway, stop at Quick Trip, and I go inside with her. I get my drink. I come back out. We're pulling out of the parking place. By the way, one thing I really hate about Quick Trip is everybody that walks into, well, the dumb idiots that are in Quick Trip that walk out and they're, let me start over again. I'm trying too hard not to say,
You're all worked up, too. You worked yourself in a little bit of a lather there.
The inbred people that go and get gas and then walk inside, okay? Right. And then they come back out. So they're going to their car, which is, you know, you have to walk through the parking area to get
right.
I hate it when you're trying to pull into Quick Trip into a parking place and somebody walks out of Quick Trip and they walk right into two or three parking places to get across the way
right.
to get to the, you know what
they
I'm talking
about? They take the most inconvenient, it's kind of like
right
the
in your way.
Right.
Yeah. It's come on, you jackasses. Pay attention to what's going on. You don't walk into parking places when people are trying to pull in.
Or the people who, you know, don't actually park. They just run out of their car to go shopping in Target or the grocery store, and someone waits at the curb for them.
Yeah.
You can't get around them because the road isn't wide enough.
Yeah. And we're getting into alternative gripes of the week. But and this actually has nothing to do. This is very similar. I'm actually backing up out of a parking place at Quick Trip. I'm backing up out of a parking place, okay? And there's this gal that's walked through about 8 parking places, and she's going to her car in the gas area, okay? And as she did, I'm sitting here mumbling to myself with Presley in the back seat. I go, lady, get out of my way. Hey, lady, why aren't you wearing a bra?
Oh.
Lady, what did I say? Something else. That's a nice, huge 52-ounce drink you have there.
See, now be fair. She probably took up 3 of those spaces.
Lady, nice tie-dyed shirt. Lady, what the hell is your problem? You could get out. Could you move a little faster, lady? I'm just saying it kind of in that tone the entire time. And then as I pulled away, I looked to my right, and on the back of her shirt, Jedi Superstar, going to California, is what the t-shirt said. Now, you guys get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman, would you like to explain why that's so funny?
That's funny because that's my musical, one of my musical projects out of two.
Yes, yes.
And it's a band. So, hey, at least someone's, you know what? At least someone has the shirt. That's all
I guess
say.
So.
Kind of frightening, though.
No, wearing a bra, little heavy set.
It wasn't my fault.
Write up
your
demo, actually, there.
I will come over there and kick you.
I thought that was so funny, though. I mean, for as often as you see a Jedi Superstar t-shirt,
yeah,
it was very funny that it's like, wow, I'll have to tell Batman that one.
You yeah, should've. That's something else.
I thought so.
Too bad you didn't have your recorder on you. You could have asked some questions. Just spontaneously.
Somebody gave me this t-shirt. I don't know anything about no Jedi Superstar.
A GD? What's a GD?
That's so funny.
I don't know. But you know my favorite Jedi Superstar song is?
What's that?
Oh, come on. I've told you 150 times.
I thought, you never know. It could change.
I'll let you think about it for a minute.
Wesmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voices.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, yeah, mean, yeah. Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
You have any idea what song it is? Any idea?
Going to California.
No.
It's a great song.
I'll give you another opportunity. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Just a little bit more. Think about it. Think about it. I'm going to see if I've got it here. No, I don't think I do have it here.
Just tell me what it is.
Had Enough.
Oh, yeah. Had Enough. Yeah, yeah. I like that one.
Oh, I love that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Thank you for bringing that song to my life.
I appreciate that.
Have Had Enough.
Oh.
You want to sing about it a little bit?
Maybe we'll play it next
Woke
week.
Woke at 7 in the morning.
Whoa,
I think he does a better version than I do.
Might.
He almost went Animal in the Muppets on
my bad.
That was awesome.
I mean, Jedi Superstar is kind of like Nine Inch Nails. It's like it's just you, really. Technically.
Well, there's three of us.
Kind of, but it's kind of really just you.
I write all the music.
Yeah, it's kind of
but
just you.
We have a drummer. We have a bass player.
No, you're Trent Reznor. Let's get over this. Anyway, all right, we got to start. You're going to start.
Your call. I can go either way on this.
Please do. Go ahead.
Because I'm kind of taking an alternative approach this week.
We don't have a lot of time.
I know, all but right. I'm just saying.
That's okay. Go ahead. Be alternative.
Well, I put some thought in this, you know, and I could go on about in-laws and how they schedule events on the one time I could have band practice in the next 5 weeks, and instead I have to take a family picture, and so I rescheduled around that, and then they rescheduled, so suddenly I can't go to the other band practice after I asked everyone to move to go to the original one. So I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go on about cell phones because I don't have one right now. I'm getting a new one with my new job, so I thought it would be stupid to just get one for 3 weeks. And there was I took my bike into the shop. I rode it in, called and left a message on Melissa's phone before I left. But she never picked it up, and she was at the community center with my daughters, you know, our daughters swimming. Mm-hmm. And I had to run all the way from there and hope to God I caught them. Otherwise, I was going to have to jog my sorry butt back from the bicycle store all the way home.
Okay,
wow. So not that.
Not that either.
I could go on about a certain hockey team and how they bite and dive and trash talk and administer cheap hits and kind of dance around. And I could go on about their fan base, about how they're kind of a bunch of dim-witted goons who really to show how dissatisfied they were, they decided to torch their own city. Because that'll show them, you know. I know the people in Boston were just quivering in their boots and regretting winning the championship. But
yeah.
Really, I'm not going to go on about any of that because I'm just in too good of a mood, you know.
As well
there's
you should be.
Something that hasn't happened in 39 years, coincidentally the very year I was born, was the last time they won. So, I just have a hard time being upset about anything. So all those things irritate me and drive me up a wall. But
not enough.
No, not after last night.
Congratulations to your team. Very, very happy for them.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
I mean, I don't know what else to say except how dumb are the Vancouverans? I mean,
I didn't know they had it. I mean, I always thought they were just kind of slow, happy. I mean, I just thought it was a whole town of village idiots, which may be unfair, but usually happy morons aren't the type to do stuff like that.
That's exactly right. I just don't get it at all. I don't understand it. And as I said to you during, by the way, it was fun to play catch with you before the.
It was kind of nice to unwind.
Something different for a change, you know. As I said to you, if they really wanted to burn a town down, it should have been Boston. They should be pissed
exactly.
at Boston.
Exactly.
You know?
Or something. Or go torch Montreal because we all want to do that.
Yeah. It's true. I better do mine very quickly because I know we don't have a lot of time. And mine is a little more phone related. I've got a couple of things off the top of my head. You know, one of the things that aggravates me the most when it comes to cell phones, or any phone for that matter, is when you call somebody, they don't pick up, you start to leave them a voicemail, and then while you're leaving the voicemail, they call you back. And I think all of you have done this to me before, I'm sure. And I'm sure I've done it to other people. I did it to my mom just yesterday or today. Okay? That's not quite as bad. It's not quite as annoying as it is when you call somebody and they have caller ID. Okay? Right. And you don't leave them a message and they call you back. Okay? Usually 99% of the time, and I don't have caller ID, so it's hard for me to put this into perspective. I mean, I'm the last person on the planet Earth that does not have caller ID on my home phone number. But here's what happens. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't pick up the phone. Right. So, for example, if you're a telemarketer and you leave and you get my machine, you don't leave me a message, I'm not jonesing to call you back.
Right, right.
I'm not jonesing to call you back. So why is it that if I accidentally dial the wrong frickin' number, okay, on the phone, and I realize, oh, crap, that's not Jared. That's Tom Bahali's house, okay? I hang up the phone. Why does Tom Bahali feel like he needs to call me back and say, oh, somebody just called with a number? It's like, yes, I did, and it was an accident. Why did you call me back?
I got caller ID.
But I don't care that you have caller ID. It doesn't matter. It was an accident. Just because you have caller ID doesn't give you the right to call me and ask me, what do you want? Well, I was a wrong number, stupid.
I know. It just makes that go longer than it should.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay the price. It's like, oh, I realize my mistake. I'm hanging up before you even, you know, maybe two rings into it, you realize, okay, I'm done.
If I had something to say to you, everybody has voicemail or a machine. If I had something to say to you, I would have left you a message.
Right. It's okay? And I've had friends who, like, you know, don't leave messages and I'll just see they called and then I'll call them back at some point. That I think is different.
Yeah.
You know, because at least they're in your circle of friends.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just...
There's a whole list of crap. I mean, I call my mom and I'll leave her a message saying, going to bed, don't worry about calling me back. And what does she do?
Picks up the phone and calls.
Oh, tell me that's happened to you.
You know, my mother...
Not necessarily with your mom, but with people.
Some people do that. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. 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 And I don't know. I don't like the late night phone calls. I mean, seriously, I don't. And Batman has learned this as well.
Yes.
Don't call me after, like, 7 o'clock even. I mean, that's like late night. But especially after 8 or 9, I mean, I am out. I am tired. And I get made fun of for being in bed so early. But, like, for example, last night during the third period that was the most boring Game 7 of a Stanley Cup Finals I've ever seen in my entire life after the first period. Especially after the second period. And I started falling asleep because I was really tired. Now, for you, you know, I understand. I know it's delicious. I understand that.
Yep.
Stop licking your chops.
I have some booze in your mouth.
Go make it take it all the mouth.
We didn't get anything done here. Anything. No, we didn't. We did, I should say. And I want to again thank all the gay people for participating in our Gay Pride Festival salute.
That went well.
It was very, very good, and we really appreciate it. And we hope that if you're listening to this, that you continue to listen to the show, because we need more listeners. We need them.
Right. Everyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Gay, straight, in between, whether you wear boots, whether you're a Twinkie,
and let's be honest, we say a lot of things that nobody likes, no matter what your persuasion may be.
This is true. So... anyway, oh, by the way, I should mention, too, even though it's not being recorded tonight, I do believe, for you fandoms out there, that we do have a small bonus segment coming up here in a few days as well. So keep your eyes out for that on bradwestmar.com. Mm. Yes. Jared, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me in the non-biblical sense.
You're going to be here for a couple more weeks before you go on a trip. And
a little bit of an excursion.
It'll be fun. We'll have a fill-in guest, too, by then. So, Batman, thank you for being with us as well. I am Brad Westmar saying, see you in Vancouver.
Right.
Thank you for coming, if you did. Good night. Won't talk to me now.